Thoughts on the Kingdom. Citizens of Heaven. Philippians 3:20. Now, as we have seen, God, by His Spirit, regenerates dead sinners, and then they can see and enter the kingdom of Christ. They do so by faith and so on, repentance. But God's work is to transfer them, translate them out of the realm and domain of darkness into the kingdom of Christ. They become rescued. They are rescued from this present evil age. They become new creatures, new men. And as Paul can say to the Philippians, but our citizenship, he's speaking to believers, our citizenship is in heaven. What does he mean? Well, he's writing to people who are Macedonians or Greeks or Romans or Jews, whatever. So, in a sense, they are these citizens of these countries, they're these nationals. But those national distinctions are no longer important. Why not? Because they've been converted, they've been regenerated, they've been made new men. They've been taken out of this present evil age. They've been taken out of this human system. Okay, they still have their houses here, they still go to work here, they still go to school here or college here, whatever it might be. But their real citizenship, their real city, is heavenly, not earthly. Now, the Old Authorized King James Version had conversation, and that's a good translation too. Our whole way of thinking, talking, acting, reasoning, our whole attitude is no longer of this age. It's in heaven. Well, we've seen in Galatians 1, we've seen that we've been rescued from this present evil age. Colossians 1, we've seen we've been transferred out of this present evil realm. 2 Corinthians 5, we've seen we're new men. Well, here it is again. Our citizenship is in heaven. We don't belong to the earth. There are those, the enemies of the cross of Christ. We get that in verses 18 and 19. Their destiny is destruction. Their God is their stomach. Their glory is in their shame. Their mind is on earthly things. Of course it is. They belong to this earthly age. But our citizenship is in heaven. We've been regenerated. We've been given a new heart and a new mind. We belong to another kingdom altogether, another system altogether. We belong to another age altogether. You can't really call the present age a kingdom or a realm. It's a domain. It's a system. But we belong now to the heavenly realm. So we're aliens in this present world. Our citizenship, our ambience, our way of thinking, our way of talking, reasoning, is heavenly. And we are expecting our Lord Jesus Christ, who will come again and transform us and so on into everything that we need to be and will be in glory. Well, you see, this is the point about the kingdom. Being in the kingdom means we are citizens of that kingdom. We belong to that king. We take that privileges. We obey that law. We're in that covenant. We're in that system. We're under the law of Christ. We're under the new covenant. We're not under the old system. Of course, we belong. If I'm in England, I obey the law of England. But my real life, my real way of thinking is heavenly altogether. It's a new kingdom. It's a new entity altogether. No wonder, as Jesus said, unless a man is born again, he'll never see the kingdom. I'm fully aware that I'm addressing people. If you're an unbeliever, you don't know what I'm talking about. You don't understand it. But once you become into Christ, once you're regenerate, you'll know you have a new way of thinking, a new mind, and you're a new citizen. Oh, you're still British or French or German or whatever it might be. But in reality, your citizenship, your conversation, your way of life, your way of thinking is in heaven. Brothers and sisters, our lives should reflect this. Brothers and sisters, our churches should reflect it. I'll ask today, our churches show too often that our citizenship is firmly here. That should not be. Our citizenship, believer, is in heaven. We're children of the King of Kings, and we expect him to come and finally transform us and to be all that we should be and all that we want to be in glory.